Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Joseph Castillo from All Nations International Fellowship. Enjoy this podcast while you're doing household chores, riding your car, or even your morning devotions. I trust the living word of God to change your life forever. Visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
I feel a weight of the Spirit. I feel the weight of His glory. I know we don't have necessarily a formal worship team. I know we don't have all of the trimmings. I know we don't have but I feel a people who are hungry here. I feel a desire. I feel somebody pulling on the anointing. I feel a demand being pressed upon the anointing. I feel the same kind of thing that little woman who pressed through the crowd must have felt when she said, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass by, but I'm going to press through the crowd and I'm going to touch. I'm going to touch. I'm not going to let this moment pass. I'm going to apprehend this moment. I'm going to make a demand on the anointing. I paid too much of a price. I've been through too much to not take a hold of this moment. I can feel that. I can feel that in the room. I can feel the tension that exists. I'm talking to a people who pay the price, who are hearing. Tucked away in a seven-story building in a little room worshiping God in a country that you can get thrown in jail to just by doing so. But in the name of Jesus, this is a people who are dedicated, who are hungry, and no telling what God can do. Come on, no telling what God can do for people who are prepared to pay the price, who are willing to press through, come on, who are willing to make a demand on the anointing. Father, tonight, I thank you for everyone who is under the sound of my voice. I thank you for those who are giving. I thank you, God, for those who understand the call of God, for those who sow into it, for those who have sweat and labored, God, for those who support, who stand with the house of God, who stand with the ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying tonight that a revelation would now come to each and every one who is under the sound of my voice, that release is on its way in Jesus' name. Release is coming, not just financially. Yes, in the name of Jesus, release is coming, not just financially. But because you have sowed, you shall reap. In fact, the scripture says you will sow where you have not reaped. So I declare it on you in Jesus' name. I speak it on you in Jesus' name. I speak it on you. I want you to just begin to pray. If you're able to speak in tongues, I want you to pray in the Spirit for just a minute. I feel like I feel like God wants to touch somebody tonight. I feel like God wants to minister to somebody tonight. Come on, I'm not talking about going through the motions. I'm not talking about, you guys are not playing. You're here on a midweek, in the middle of the week. You're here to worship Jesus. You're not here to play church. I didn't fly halfway around the world to come and fool around and not go into the spirit realm with you. I feel deliverance in the atmosphere. I feel a breakthrough in the atmosphere. I feel a miracle in the atmosphere. While I was while I was sitting there, go ahead, you can play just gently, but while I was sitting there, Holy Spirit spoke to me. And there's somebody in the room tonight. I don't know who it is. I'm not just taking a stab. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. I realize that you can go into a crowd and you can kind of pick out a situation, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me. There is somebody in this room today that as a result of your studies, your back is against the wall financially. And I could probably apply to one or two people, but specifically, you have been under this tension as a result of this financial pressure. And I want you to know that I hear the Holy Spirit saying, my yoke is easy. He's saying, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the enemy would come to you and cause you to be under a weight of burden and fretting and sweating and freaking out and stressing out. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, just be still. Just trust me. Haven't I made a way for you before? Haven't I done it for you before? And will I not yet perform that which I have called you to? I hear the Holy Spirit wanting to minister confidence into your spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit wanting to override every satanic word, every demonic influence in the name of Jesus. Somebody's having relational difficulties, and I'm not going to call you out. I don't even want you to come forward for prayer. But there's somebody who's struggling with a relationship. I think it's in your marriage. I don't know what's going on, but you put on a good front. Everything looks good on the surface, and to everybody, nobody really knows exactly what's going on. Listen, that's okay because that happens. But the truth of the matter is, at some point, you're going to have to get real with it. At some point, you're going to have to push past the embarrassment, push past everything that's on the surface, because you are paying too high of a price to be who you are. And there's deliverance, there's healing, there's hope, there's help for you. Don't give up. Don't give in. The same word applies for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't freak out. Don't stress out. Come into the spirit realm. Come into the spirit realm. Come up higher. Come unto me, all ye that are weary. Come all ye that are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. I will break the yoke from off of your back. The enemy would cause you to be worn out and stressed out. The enemy would cause you to feel like you have to make irrational decisions. Stand still and see the salvation of God. The tension I feel in this room, the tension I feel. Let me tell you something. The fact that you pay the price that you pay to be here. Like I feel it. I can feel the pressure. There must be a nervousness, a tension that exists. We don't have that. We take it for granted because we go to church back home without anybody, without worrying that the police are going to come and knock on our door. But the fact that you are paying the price means that you are sold out. You're sold out. You're sold out. You're sold out. Because you're sold out. Because you're not hot or cold, because you're not in the middle, pardon me, but because you are committed, because you are fully in, I'm here to tell you that He is fully in. Because you're fully in, He's fully got your back in Jesus' name. He's got your back. He's got your back. He's got your back. Church, He has your back. Folks, He has your back. People, He has your back. No weapon. Come on, somebody say it with me. No weapon. Say no weapon. No weapon. Absolutely no weapon shall prosper. No weapon shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It won't prosper. It won't work. It can't work. Come on, the snare is broken. We are escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Come on, we're free in Jesus' name. Come on, it's joy. The enemy would rob you of your joy. The enemy would try to steal your joy. The enemy would try to put you under a yoke of labor and worry and stress. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. I heard the Holy Spirit say this. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to say this. And I know this is in the Word of God. But I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to say this just like He's saying it right now. By this shall everyone in this community, by this shall Beijing know that you are My disciples. Amen. Not because you have a fancy church. Not because you've got a beautiful choir. Not because you've got a powerful praise team. Not because you can preach better than anyone else. Not because of any other reason. By this shall Beijing know that you are My disciples if you love one another. Yes. I'm not fooling around tonight, folks. By this shall all men that you know that you're My disciples. Let me tell you what was different about the early church. The early church had power. How powerful was it? It was so powerful that if someone came and tried to lie to the apostles, they died in the very presence of God. Why? Because they had concern for one another. So much so that they brought everything that they had and they laid it at the feet of the leadership. And they said, make sure that even the least of us is looked after. I can feel that kind of love wanting to be loosed out of your spirit. Something is happening in this country and it's being birthed in you. I see revival. Not because we shout, not because we make fuss, not because we speak in tongues, but because we have this kind of love. The people of this country, the people of this city are running around chasing money because they think that's the right thing to do. They're very sincere about it. They care about their families. They care about their values. They care about who they are. Their integrity is tied to the amount of money that they have, and they're so misled because they don't have anything else. They don't know what it feels like to have that pressure just lifted off their backs. And to be a vessel that money can flow through, just like it did through Abraham. He said, and Abraham In you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Folks, when the Chinese people express this kind of experience, the Chinese restaurants that are all over the world will now become feeding spots for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The hard work and the diligence that Chinese people export all over the world will become relentless, and the glory of the Lord will fill the earth. Salvation. I've come from Canada. I've come from Winnipeg to declare salvation, to prophesy salvation, to prophesy life, to prophesy healing, to prophesy salvation to Beijing, to you, to your children, to your children's children, and to them that are afar off. He loves you. I prophesy love to Beijing. The Spirit of God says, I love you. I love you. I've always loved you. I've always loved you. Though you have not known me, I have loved you. I feel a burden in my spirit. I feel a burden in my spirit. Folks, right here, All Nations International Fellowship, that is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's All Nations International Fellowship. You may be seated. I appreciate what Pastor Joey said tonight. Do you know? Did you hear what he said? Do you hear the heartbeat of God? He said the Spirit of God is moving amongst the different ethnicities. That's because God has always had a global plan. Come on, somebody. God has always had a global plan. When he spoke to Abraham, he said, Abraham, in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Always had a plan. He's always had a plan. He's always been looking for a people. So I like that little scripture that says, here am I, Lord, send me. He's just looking for somebody who's willing. He's not looking for talented people. Man, it's a bonus if you are talented. But God loves to pick people who ain't got nothing and turn them into something. What glory is it to take somebody who's already got it all? God will always go to the back of the room and look for the one that everybody else forgot. The one that seems like they have nothing to offer. Come on. Think about this little man. What was his name? The little man, blind Bartimaeus. Think about blind Bartimaeus. He's walking by. Jesus is passing by, and all of a sudden, Bartimaeus raises his voice above the crowd and he says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. And I'm sure that if you were in that crowd that day, you probably would have turned around and said, Bartimaeus, please. What's up with all that noise? Come on. Come on, you had him in your church. You had people, you know, you had that one that just dances a little weird or come on, screams a little loud or twirls or spins or does something crazy. But it's just that kind of crazy kind of person, that little off kind of person, that seems to get God's attention. So Bartimaeus, shh. No, Bartimaeus, I don't know really if you have much to offer. Come on, Bartimaeus. There's a lot of people here. You are not that special. Please just kind of keep it down. Bartimaeus said, well, I may not have much to offer, but that just means I got nothing to lose. Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy. There's nothing that will get God's attention more than somebody who's just willing to cry out, mercy. 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 God's just looking for humble people. He's just looking for people who are willing to be sweet. He's just looking for people who are willing to come to church and love one another. Stand behind the pastor and get together and say, we're going to make this work. It's not perfect. We're not perfect. We make mistakes and we're kind of crazy sometimes and we argue and but at the end of the day, we're going to love one another and forgive one another. It's just like being in a family. Come on, somebody. This is amazing. I want you to know what's happening right here. I see this seed of greatness. Come on, let me tell you something about a seed. Talk about a seed for a minute. A seed carries within it all of the messaging that is necessary, all of the instructions that are necessary in order for that seed to eventually develop into what that seed is intended to produce. Come on, somebody. That seed carries within you. Come on, within you, I have placed my seed within you, says God. And that seed carries already within it. Within it, it's there. Come on, exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think, according to the power that already exists within you. You don't have to wait. Come on, Jesus did not wait for these 12 disciples to be perfect. These are just young boys. These are just young working boys. Fishermen. He said, enough. I'm just lay hands on you. Go and do what I tell you to do and that's it. Seed knows what seed is supposed to be. You'd have to make seed become something. Seed knows what it's supposed to be. All you have to do is to create an environment. Oh my God. All you have to do is create an environment so that the seed can prosper. Come on, somebody. Seed knows what it's intended to be. You take a seed from an orange tree and you put it in the ground. That's not going to produce an apple tree. Come on. You put a corn seed in the ground. That's not going to become wheat. That seed knows that it's supposed to be corn. Oh my God. And every man that hath this hope within him purifies himself, even as he is. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. My God, we are intended to be like him in Jesus' name. Stop sweating it up. Stop trying to fake it. Stop trying to make it. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to somebody tonight, rest in me. Come to me, all you that are heavy laden. Just come to me, just the way you are. Come to me with all your weakness. Come to me with all your insecurities. Come to me. Come to me. Bring me your pride. Bring me your mistakes. Bring it to me. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to be open before him. And he will change you. Your Jacob will change into Israel. Your Jacob will change. Your Abram will become Abraham. The dynamics of change. Know how to function in the environment of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows how to bring to pass. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit knows. Come on. He that hath begun a good work in you. He that hath begun. I said he that hath begun a good work in you is able to complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Not me. I'm not going to make it happen. Not Pastor Joey. He's not going to make it. You're going to have to learn how to trust God. This is just a church. But you know the church is necessary. But do not put an expectation on the church that was never intended to be there. People expect too much from church. This is not a place for you to come and have expectation from anybody else except God. It's a place where seed becomes what it is supposed to be. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But if you've got the mind of Christ, if you have the mind of Jesus, then you have set aside all of that carnal striving. Some said I'm Apollos. Some said I'm Paul. Some said I'm this one. I'm Pentecostal. I'm apostolic. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Catholic. I'm Baptist. I'm black. I'm white. Who cares? Lay that aside. Side, for goodness sake, give it up. Repent. Repent. That's carnal. It's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with who we are in Christ. It's got nothing to do. You want to be Chinese? Fine. That's where you come from. Beautiful. You want to be Scottish? You know what? Fine. I just found out that I traced my ancestry back, Pastor Joey. And this messed up, drug-taking teenager whose daddy died when he was 7 years old and turned his life into a complete mess descends from His Royal Highness King James of Scotland. I can trace my lineage all the way back to the 3rd century. Wow. Kings all the way down. My God. Who cares? What good is that doing me? Wow. It wasn't until I realized who my real daddy was that something happened on the inside and I was changed forever. If ye be risen with Christ, come on, seek those things. How are we doing for time? If you be risen with Christ, if you be risen with Christ, come on, if you're risen, if you're really saved, come on, if you're not just going through the motions, come on, if you're not just trying to make it look good for everybody else, Come on, if you're not just trying to gussy it up with makeup, baby. If you really, 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 really got this thing for real. If you be risen with Christ, then show me what seed you are made of by what you seek. For the Bible says, where your treasure is, that's where you'll focus your energy. Where your treasure is, what you value, what's important to you. You know what I love? You know what I love about Chinese people? I'm sorry to pick on Chinese people, but I'm here in China, so I'm going to talk about it. Everything is honorable. The honorable this and the honorable. These people have such a sincere desire to respect and to demonstrate a culture of honor. That's why when they look at the Western world, they're so confused by what's going on over there. Come on, Africans know what I'm talking about. You go to Africa, you go to Nigeria. I was in Nigeria, and this little boy, I walked in the marketplace, and this little 10-year-old boy came out, and he put himself on the ground prostrate before me, and I was so embarrassed, I didn't know what to do. I looked up, and I said, folks, what's going on? This lady said, he just wants to greet you. These people... In Nigeria, it's customary. I don't know if... Do we have any... You guys aren't from Nigeria, right? From Ghana. It's almost similar. In the southern part of Nigeria, when you greet someone who you respect, you touch your knee and you bow. In the northern part of Nigeria, when you greet someone who you respect, you touch your elbow and bow. I was with... my friend, Pastor Wally Banks, who invited us to Nigeria. And he had some of his employees. We went down, people who look after his property. When he went down, this lady had her baby on her back. And the husband greeted him by touching his knee. The wife went down with the baby on her back, went down on her knees into the dirt. On her knees. I said, Pastor Wally, what's going on? He said, look, if I even tried to talk her out of it, you couldn't do it. Because these people, honor is important. Come on. In the West, we lost honor. We completely lost honor because, you know, we wanted to push formality out the door because people abuse power. And I acknowledge the fact that people do abuse power. But just because people do abuse power doesn't mean you have to throw the culture of honor out the door. How much more in the church? When I was a kid, they would have preferential treatment for pastors. Now you're lucky they don't throw you in jail. You know, you got to take criticism and hits from every side. But you know what? Where adversity abounds, come on. I'm going to put it to you like the Bible said. Grace does much more abound. And because of the adversity that we live in, because of the tension that you exist in, there's a grace on you. Come on, there's an anointing on you. Come on, there's a favor on you. Come on, somebody. Come on. You are appointed. You are anointed. Hallelujah. God has called you, and he will make a way. Come on, he will pave the way. He'll make a way of holiness, Isaiah said. Come on, he's going to make a way. Hallelujah. Out of no way. Come on, somebody. He's going to make a way. Hallelujah. He's going to make straight your path. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet tonight. I feel like I just prophesied on you. I forgot my phone. I didn't even have a Bible. I didn't even have a scripture. I just had to preach what was on my heart.
Seemed like that's what God wanted for you tonight. I prophesy life over you. Something is happening here. It's not going to happen. Come on, somebody. It's not. It is happening before your very eyes. Let me tell you something. With God, there's no such thing as yesterday, today, or tomorrow. Come on. Do you understand that God is outside of time and space? When God sees things, He sees things as they are, were, and shall be all at once. Speaks to you, He speaks to you as if it is done. Why? Because in Jesus, the seed has already been programmed. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't even.
Hey.
Come on, I'm
preaching.
The map has already been made. Come on, somebody. Come on, the Google Maps, come on, have already been laid out, baby. All you got to do is listen for the signs. Come on. All you got to do is set your sail in the right direction. Oh, my God. I'm not talking about trying to do something that you haven't been able to do. I'm not talking about putting some kind of crazy expectation on yourself, trying to make a New Year's resolution that just that's just gonna fail every time. I'm talking about a new experience now. Watch this. Watch this. He said that it is the goodness of God. It's the goodness. Anytime you ever did anything that really, really meant a difference. Think about it for a minute. Any time that you felt that you were actually accomplishing something, I dare you to look back and find out whether or not you were motivated because of love. Anything that is motivated from a deep-seated love will always remain. By this, look, I'm going to tell it to you like this. People who get scared into the kingdom because they're afraid of hell, they're not going to make it. I've seen too many people. I walked with people who were scared of going to hell. But because at some point they did not establish a healthy relationship with God and fell in love with Jesus, that only lasts so long, folks. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It is the goodness of God that will cause our minds. Watch this. I'm going to close. I'm closing. But I'm just reminding you what the Word of God said. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. Don't think like this world. Don't let your opinions and your attitudes be shaped by what's coming across the news or what the Chinese propaganda is trying to throw at you or what the Catholic Church wants to say or what the hyped up media or YouTube or anything else. If ye be risen with Christ, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a prophetic word, not just for you, but through you. There's a prophetic word, not just for you. It's not just for you. Yes, you're going to get it. Yes, you better get it, baby. Because you're not going to change until you hear and speak. But the reason that He's ministering a prophetic word to you, the reason that He's speaking to you, is because He wants to speak to someone else. Falling in love with Jesus.
falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight as we come before you, I thank you for your glorious presence. I thank you for your unfeigned love. I thank you that your mercy endures. There's not another phrase in the entire Bible that gets repeated more than that. Your mercy endure. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. There's not another message that's more clear. There's not another message that's more important. Oh, give thanks, for his mercy endures. His mercy endures. Your mercy is steadfast. Your love is unfailing, Father. As we come before you tonight, change our hearts, change our minds, change our vocations, change our directions. Father, I pray now. I hear the word three. I hear the word three. Within 3 days, I'm going out on a limb, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Within 3 days, that person who's been experiencing this dilemma with finances, you're going to see an answer come. I don't know if that means, you're going to get the money. All I know is within 3 days, the answer is coming. Within 3 days. As the Lord liveth, it shall be done. And you shall hear the testimony thereof.
Yes. Woo! We receive it, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We receive it, Jesus.
3 days is by Saturday night. By the end of by Sunday morning, you'll be here with the testimony. Hallelujah. And we expect you to bring it on Sunday morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the word of God today, Father God. We thank you that not for a theological information, God, but we thank you for a word that, Father God, is shifting and transforming our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, shifting, Father God, our life into the path, Father God, that you before ordained that we should walk therein, God. We thank you for a word, Father God, to put us in destiny, to put us and place us in the center of divine purpose, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over every word spoken today, that it would not be a fleeting word, that it would not flee from our mind, God, that the Satan, the wicked one, would not take it out, God. But this word would continue to divide asunder soul and spirit, bone and marrow, that it will become fresh doctrine, God, to build us up, Father God, and move us forward into this season of glory and harvest and transformation, Father God. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Father, we plead the blood over everyone here today. We pray, God, that as we dismiss this evening, that we dismiss from this place, but not from your presence. I assign angels upon everybody's path, Father God. And I pray, God, by any means necessary, that everyone who can be here, God, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, God, that we would be here, Father God, to get everything that heaven has written on his calendar for this week and our lives and in this city and for this church in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory for it now. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We had to stop the recording at that point, but you might be listening right now and you say, Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and surrender my life to Him. You know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way, like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. When I did the 12 steps, they said, your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. Well, there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And through Him, you can turn from your way of doing things to His way. And His way is the right way, because He made you. And He made you for a purpose. And He knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential, to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to Him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, He was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You prayed that prayer. I'd like you to contact me, and we can send you some more resources and materials that could help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path, maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcasts and just feed on the Word of God.